It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 16th, 1890 is where we're going to start today. The United States Census Bureau announces that the latest U.S. Census, which had been tabulated using the Herman Hollerith's machine, the nation's population was 62,622,250, and it was determined by using an automated method. 1988, IBM introduces software for artificial intelligence. 1993, the Debian distribution is first announced by Ian Murdoch, who was a student at Purdue University at the time. He called the system Debian Linux Release. 1995, French student Damien Doligues wins the HALS SSL challenge set by Hal Finney of shell.portal.com. He cracked a secure Netscape session protecting the default exportable mode, which is a 40-bit RC4 encryption. In 1999, the Interactive Digital Software Association, otherwise known as IDSA, announces that they have joined a six-company lawsuit brought by Acclaim Entertainment, Accolade Infogames Entertainment, Bethesda Software, Interplay Productions, LucasArts Entertainment Company, and the 3DO Company. It was against the alleged leaders of the Class, Paradigm, and Resore 1911 hacking groups. Also in 1999, Microsoft releases version 3.0 of ActiveSync. If you're a small or medium business that doesn't have any type of backup to their computer offsite, well, you need to start, because you never know. Fire, flood, theft, all these things can turn your business from a great success to a great failure. And we don't want that. We want you to bring everything back so you can make the next social network or make the next big thing, and do that by backing up all your stuff offsite by using Carbonite. Now, they have pro plans and server plans. Pro plans starting at $269.99 a year, and server plans starting at $799.99 a year. You can hook up unlimited computers or servers. It is easy to use web dashboard, and it's all HIPAA compliant if you are a startup healthcare. Awesome there. Check it all out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, geekazine.com/carbonite, and back up now, back up often, back up all the time using Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in 2001, Palm announces that it's acquiring the technology assets and intellectual property of software maker B for $11 million in stock. 2003, the chemists of the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry convene in Ottawa and vote and officially name element 110, which is called darmstadtium, and designate the symbol as DS. 2005, cosmonaut Sergei Krikalev breaks the world's record for most days spent in space while on board the International Space Station. Also in 2005, the Zotab worm and several variations of malware exploiting the vulnerability, as described in Microsoft Security Bulletin MS-05-039, was discovered. 2006, America Online acquires American gaming news site Game Daily from GigX in a financially undisclosed deal. It would be merged into the company's AOL Games Network. 2007, IBM Corporation and Sun Microsystems joined forces to cooperate on server technologies to rival HP's stronghold. The U.S. Department of Justice announced on Thursday that IBM and PricewaterhouseCoopers have separately agreed to pay the U.S. government $5.3 million to settle allegations that the companies solicited and provided improper payments on technology contracts with government agencies. And also in 2007, Wikipedia announces their tracking device, WikiScanner, found that people using CIA and FBI computers have edited entries in the online encyclopedia Wikipedia on topics including Iraq War and Guantanamo Prison. 2008, Cadence Design Systems, which was the company that provided design tools for semiconductor design, announces that they would withdraw a $1.5 billion bid for rival Mentor Graphics. And in 2000, Lycos is acquired by Vibrant Digital for $36 million. The previous owner, Dom Communications, who bought the company in 2004 for $95.4 million. Also in 2010, eBay launches a barcode scanning application from forhalf.com. Earlier in the summer, eBay purchased Red Laser barcode technology, and this was the first implementation of that acquisition. And finally, mobile chat software IM Plus releases their application for the PC web browser. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.